was not at all surprised. I think it was almost predictable in many senses, in that Haile Mariam was being groomed by Prime Minister Meles to fill in behind him. I think a lot of thought has gone into this selection, and all of the speculation, particularly in the Ethiopian diaspora, that Meles would be followed by a Tigrayan, I thought was widely off the mark. And this is, a good selection and not surprising.
So by assigning the top two executive positions within the party and within the government for the first time to non-TPLF members, what message do you think the EPRDF is trying to send?
I think it's trying to acknowledge that the EPRDF, the wider umbrella organization of which the TPLF is a part, must broaden its base in terms of the leaders at the top, that it must reach out more widely across the country to different ethnic groups. I think that it thought this through very carefully, and that the Tigrayan leadership, which in the past has controlled so many of the key slots, has to share more power. The Tigrayans, after all, constitute only 6.1% of the population, and it simply makes good political sense to share the wealth.
Many people see Mr. Haile Mariam's role as nothing more than that of a figurehead, and that real power will continue to be exercised by the core of the TPLF. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that there will be a tendency for more consultation within the EPRDF, not necessarily the TPLF, and that Haile Mariam will have to rely more on advice from other members of the EPRDF for key decisions. That, I think, goes without saying. Meles was around for 21 years, had built up a reputation and an expertise that was pretty much unmatched in the Ethiopian leadership. It's going to take Haile Mariam at least that long to do the same thing, if he's permitted to continue that long, and that's highly debatable, of course. But you can't expect someone who is as relatively new to the position as he is to have the kind of authority that Meles had. So, yes, he's going to have to share decision-making. There's no doubt about it. But I think it will be more widely with the EPRDF, not necessarily the TPLF.
Would the change in leadership likely lead to a change in policies? Or will this be simply a sort of a window dressing? And that, as the spokesman, the government spokesman, has recently indicated, that it will be all business as usual moving forward.
There will inevitably be nuanced changes. Whether there will be really significant changes is very difficult to predict. I would hope that in the case of the government's approach to both the pace of democratization, the opening of the political process, and the handling of human rights issues, that there would be significant change. But that may not be the case. It still may be a very slow procedure for making these kinds of changes. I doubt that the new government in Addis Ababa will be as active in some of the regional peacekeeping activities as the Meles government was, for example, in neighboring Sudan. I think it will continue to be quite active in Somalia. But I think you're going to see some drawing back, as it were, from some of the international commitments that Meles made.
How about on the domestic front in terms of policy changes? Is it likely to result in policy changes in terms of the government's dealings on issues like freedom of the press and in its dealings with the opposition, both within the country and outside?
Well, this is the $64,000 question, whether you're going to see really significant changes. You will see nuanced changes, but I'm not sure that they're going to be that dramatic. And this is going to be the key, I think, to the way the West perceives the new government. If it sees significant improvements, it will aid the relationship between Western countries and Ethiopia. Even relatively small changes will help, but there's a long ways to go in improving those aspects of Ethiopian policy.